Sometimes after people have been meditating here for a while, the question comes up, how do you carry the practice into the world outside? Actually, this is the world outside, outside of the concerns of society in general. The Buddha talks about going into the wilderness and appreciating the fact that you're in the wilderness. You're in a state of mind that's free from all the concerns of being in the village, being with human beings. So no matter where you go, people, human beings are passing judgment on one another, and they have their values. And all too often we measure ourselves in terms of their values. So it's good to get out, to free yourself from that for the time being, and to see what's really important for you. In some cases, the Buddha does recognize there are values in society that you should observe, like gratitude for those who've helped you. Talking yesterday about the doctor who came last weekend, brought his two sons along, and just seeing how much time he had to spend in training them makes you realize the parents sacrifice a lot for the children, so you have to have gratitude for your parents. But that doesn't mean you're here to please them. It means you want to help them in whatever way you can. But you have to decide that your purpose in life is to put an end to suffering. This is something you're responsible for. Your actions, your thoughts, your words, your deeds. All too often in our concern for other people, we forget that our real responsibility lies here. Now, gratitude is a useful virtue for developing our sense of that the goodness we do shouldn't end just with us, that it should spread out to other people. And if you appreciate the amount of effort and time and energy that people put into training you, helping you, you're more likely to go out of your way to help other people as well, which is why they said that gratitude is a sign of a good person. But at the same time, you have to have a sense of freedom. You're born into this world, and as John Fuang said, nobody paid you to be born. You came into the world. You're not here to please other people. But you are here to develop good qualities in the mind. Good qualities in your thoughts, in your words, in your deeds. So it's good to get out to see what really is of value in terms of how you deal not only with yourself, but how you deal with other people. So when you go back into the world inside, your mind isn't confined by what other people want or expect out of you. You have this sense of freedom, you have this sense of spaciousness that you picked up by being away from those concerns. So you get a sense of what's of genuine value inside and what's not, what's of genuine value in what you're going to do and say and think. So it's a matter of developing the right values outside here or out in nature. All around us is nothing but chaparral. So keep your mind empty of the village and appreciate the fact that your mind is empty of those things. And of course, with the storm coming up, there's that perception as well, which is why the Buddha says you don't stop with the perception of wilderness. You go deeper into the perception of, say, the breath, or whatever your meditation topic is. So that the storm may be raging outside, but it's not raging inside you. And John Fuang tells of the time when he set up his umbrella tent one night. He looked around, and as the sun was setting, he didn't see any danger coming from anywhere. There were no clouds on the horizon. So he set it up in and out in an exposed place. But sure enough, midnight, a storm came up. And those umbrella tents, they're not much. It's just an umbrella with a mosquito net hanging around on the outside. So he put all of his robes, except for one, into his bowl to keep them dry. He continued meditating. The theme of his meditation was, the body may be wet, but the mind isn't wet. And so, yes, it's true, the mind was not wet at all. The wetness was an attribute of the body. But it didn't have to be picked up by the mind. It's learning this ability to pick things up and not pick things up. What to pick up, what not to pick up. That's an important skill in the practice. So we come out to a place like this to learn these skills. And then we can take our skills back into the inner world, the world inside. And still have that outside perspective.